Conclusion. Some argue that Eastern Europe has been permanently affected by the removal of the negative association between political power and faith, church and government. Unlike in Western Europe, it is claimed, religion has returned in the eastern part of the region as a socio-political actor of vigor, effectiveness and permanence. The argument of this chapter does not bear out this assessment. While a large proportion of people in Eastern Europe are no doubt religious believers, this does not seem greatly to affect their political choices. Nowhere in Eastern Europe in the 1990s are there important political parties with aims ostensibly molded by religious concerns. A central argument of this chapter was that in Eastern Europe during the communist era, church-state relations were, rather obviously, molded by the nature of the ruling Marxist regimes. The result was that, for the most part, churches were resigned to privatization. They may not have liked it, but the consequences of doing, page 104.